So we're at the NCO Annual Science Conference, and I'm sitting with Dr. Andrew Shepherd from University of Leeds. And Andy, can you tell us what you've been working on recently?
I've been working on satellite observations of Antarctica mainly.
Okay, and have you found anything interesting in your latest research?
We've had a few interesting discoveries. We presented a paper yesterday a bit about acceleration of a large glacier in Antarctica, Pine Island Glacier, and we think that that's a signal of climate change associated with a warming ocean. And we've also been working on looking at particular changes of floating ice shelves and their sea level contribution.
That sounds very interesting, because everyone assumes that the contribution of floating ice to sea level change is, well, there isn't contribution. Can you expand on that?
I can. It's a subtle point. It's because ice is fresh and seawater is salty, and so there's a small density difference between the two. And when you melt the ice into the water, you actually dilute the water a little bit as well and change its density, and so it expands a little.
And so in the big scale of things, how much of a difference can the floating ice make to our changes in sea level?
It's tiny. We estimate at the present rate the sea level contribution is about 50 micrometres per year, which is about a hair's breadth. But there's a serious side to the story in that we are losing floating ice on Earth, and in the northern hemisphere that's the sea ice cover that has a climate feedback. And in the southern hemisphere, that's ice shelves, which actually act as a blockage for the glaciers that drain the ice sheet inland. And when we lose those two pieces of floating ice, there are more important consequences for climate after this.
Well, thank you, Andy, for your time, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you, Catherine.